A financial freedom survey. I like that. How much does it take for you to feel free, to feel secure, you know, that you don't have to be concerned with every penny you spend? $186,000. That's what the folks at Bankrate found out. Sarah Foster is with Bankrate. Sarah, thanks for joining us. And is that a decrease? $186,000?
Interestingly enough, it is a decrease. We've been doing this survey since 2023. We found that last year, that comfort number, that magic number, if you will, was $233,000. This year, it's $186,000. My message, though, is really that regardless of the dip, it's still a high number. And similar to last year, it's twice as much as what the average worker who works full-time year-round makes.
Yeah, because the average worker makes, what, about $79,000?
That's right. That's according to the Census Bureau's latest data.
And so last year when you asked people this question, they said if they were to feel financially secure, it'd be $233,000. This year it's $186,000. When I hear more people complaining about the cost of groceries and everything else this year, more so than last year.
It's interesting. And I kind of wonder if part of it could be because Americans are starting to think about the realistic aspect of it. A new addition to the survey this year was asking Americans if they're making the annual income they feel they need to make to be financially secure already, and if not, how likely they think it will be. Just 6%, a very small share, indicates that they're already earning how much money they need to feel comfortable. But overwhelmingly, the rest of Americans are saying it's either highly or somewhat unlikely, and then not likely at all that they'll ever make what they need to.
Interesting. So only 6% say they're making enough money to feel financially secure.
Yes, and I think that it's eye-opening, especially when you look at maybe the realistic part is the one side of the coin. But I think that one of my favorite things to do is kind of put this in an inflation calculator and calculate what this is the equivalent buying power of decades ago. And that was probably where I really started to think about it. I mean, back in 1980, the CPI's inflation calculator from the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows that 180, you know, that magic number, $186,000, that's roughly equivalent to $48,000 in May 1980. So back then, you know, maybe that wasn't really considered a wealthy salary. I think, you know, while inflation inflates maybe our expectations of what comfortability looks like, you know, maybe the perception of that income isn't keeping up with the inflation.
Sarah Foster is with us from Bankrate. They did a financial freedom survey, found that 72% of Americans indicated they were not completely financially secure in 2023. That number is now 75%. What is financially secure? Did you have criteria?
Yeah, so everybody probably defines it slightly differently, but overwhelmingly, financial security is defined as living comfortably. When you talk to Americans, you know, what this means to them, most of the time they indicate that it's really this financial state where you're not worried about your finances, kind of like what you were talking about in the intro to this. It's being able to cover your expenses, being able to know that the money you have coming in will be enough to cover the bills. Maybe you can afford the occasional wants, and hopefully you can afford to save for the future, too.
I always think it's a fleeting security because the more money you make, the more you spend. If you make $186,000, you're probably going to be living in a bigger house. You'll probably invest in a nicer car. And so therefore, you're really not getting ahead. And you're right. Security is different to everyone. Did you ask how much it takes to feel rich?
Yeah, so I think you're spot on here. And this is maybe one of the reasons why we wanted to separate financially secure and comfortable from the idea of rich, because if you're rich, hopefully you're feeling comfortable, but you don't necessarily, you know, need to be rich to be successful. That's what a lot of Americans tell us in separate surveys. But on average, being rich looks like $500,000 a year, $520,000. And, you know, I think that maybe the way most Americans probably define rich is that in addition to doing all the things that you can achieve when you're comfortable, you're probably more likely able to buy more wants, more things that you don't necessarily need.
And the feeling of security and how much you make and your place in life, does that have anything to do with education?
The education aspect is interesting because we do consistently see that Americans with less than a high school diploma, they don't necessarily say their income number is high as the Americans who have a postgraduate degree. I think what really at the heart of this question isn't necessarily education, but maybe rather income. Americans who have higher levels of education might tend to set themselves up for higher paying positions. And it's that lifestyle inflation that I think is a really key part of it. We saw that Americans who make $100,000 or more a year, the magic salary number that they talk about is $246,000. That's how much they feel like they need to earn to be comfortable. And so you really start to think about, how does one's lifestyle evolve when they make more money? It's almost as if, I think about it as like an aquarium. You keep fish in that aquarium. The bigger the space you have, you give them, the more they might expand. Some of that could be happening here, too, with Americans' budgets.
I love that you broke it down to the South, the Midwest, the West, and the Northeast. When asked to answer these questions, I am completely financially secure. 25% of Midwesterners said yes. I am not completely financially secure, but will be one day. 43% of Midwesterners. And I'm not completely financially secure and likely never will be. 32% of people in the Midwest. It's an interesting study, and my guess is you can find it at bankrate.com, right?
Yep, you can find it right there.
Thank you so much for joining us, Sarah.
It was great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Steve's News is next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.